Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm John Stempen. Sudan's army has agreed to a three-day truce to fighting in and around the capital city, Khartoum. Earlier ceasefires between the army and the paramilitary rapid support forces over the past week have not held together, and there are signs this one might also collapse. The U.S. is drawing up evacuation plans to get its embassy staff out of the country if the situation deteriorates further, but the plans do not include American civilians. NPR's Jackie Northam has more.
There are an increasing number of attacks against Westerners, UN personnel, aid workers, and diplomats. The State Department is sending out warnings to U.S. citizens in Sudan. Here's spokesperson Vedant Patel.
We have been very clear about the need for American citizens to remain indoors, to stay off the roads, to shelter in place, and to avoid traveling to the U.S. Embassy at this time.
The State Department has set up a conflict task force for Sudan to deal with the crisis. That includes planning for an evacuation. It's been coordinating with the Pentagon, which has deployed more forces to nearby Djibouti. How to get embassy staff out is the issue.
That's NPR's Jackie Northam. The U.S. Supreme Court on Friday blocked lower court decisions banning or limiting the FDA-approved use of an abortion pill for the foreseeable future. NPR's Sarah McCammon has been following the case.
This ruling from the U.S. Supreme Court comes just hours before a temporary stay that had been preserving access to mifepristone was set to expire. It comes after 2 weeks of uncertainty around access to the pills. On April 7th, a federal judge in Texas issued an injunction that would have blocked the FDA's approval of mifepristone. Then a federal appeals court issued a ruling that would have stayed part of that decision while still allowing several restrictions to take effect. The Supreme Court stepped in with a temporary stay. Now this longer-term stay will preserve access as the full appeals process plays out.
NPR's Sarah McCammon. Alabama law enforcement officials have announced another arrest in connection with the mass shooting that happened this last weekend at a Sweet 16 birthday party. Troy Public Radio's Kyle Gassett reports.
Officials announced the age of the latest suspect as 15 years old, and because of his age, they did not release his name. All six suspects face reckless murder charges in relation to the shooting, which killed four individuals and wounded 32 others. Police have still not provided a possible motive for the suspects, and they haven't released other details, such as the weapons used or a timeline of the incident. Funeral services for victims began this weekend with a service honoring Corbin DeMontre Holston, who graduated from Dadeville High School in 2018. For NPR News, I'm Kyle Gassett in Troy, Alabama.
You're listening to NPR News from Washington. The Manhattan District Attorney has struck an agreement with the House Judiciary Committee. The Republican majority panel wants to question a former prosecutor in the DA's office, Mark Pomerantz. Pomerantz led the Trump investigation but quit after disagreements with DA Alvin Bragg. Pomerantz wrote a book about his work. Pomerantz's testimony will be delayed until May 12th, and he will be allowed a lawyer, which is not usually allowed during a congressional deposition. The UK government has published its investigation into bullying allegations against the Prime Minister, against the Deputy Prime Minister, I should say. He's been forced to resign. NPR's Lauren Freyer reports from London.
This 48-page investigation says Deputy Prime Minister Dominic Raab acted in a manner that was, quote, intimidating, insulting, and unconstructive. Several civil servants complained he was a bully. In his resignation letter, Raab called the findings flawed. In his reply, Prime Minister Rishi Sunak appeared to agree, saying there were shortcomings in the inquiry into his friend's behavior. In addition to being Sunak's deputy, Raab was also the Justice Secretary. So his departure is a blow to Sunak's government. Raab will remain a member of parliament, though, in the Prime Minister's Conservative Party. Lauren Freyer, NPR News, London.
Governor Phil Scott made Vermont the eighth state to outlaw child marriage. A bill signed Friday raises the minimum age of consent of marriage to 18. Advocates say child brides are subjected to domestic violence and unwanted pregnancies. I'm John Stempen, NPR News in Washington.